With Radio On The Go News, Brian Fancher reporting. The Iowa Association of Realtors says there were declines in nearly all metrics measured concerning the Iowa housing market in September. The dip in metrics follows national trends as a result of higher interest rates, lower inventory, and rising prices. Following national trends, the Iowa housing market saw a dip in available inventory in September. The 3,418 homes on the market represent a 6.8% decrease from the 3,667 homes on the market 1 year ago. The change was similar when looking at the monthly data, with available inventory decreasing 13% from August. Home sales continued a downward trend in September, showing a 19.2% decline compared to home sales 1 year ago. Month-over-month sales remained down. The 2,852 homes sold in September was a 13.3% decrease from last month. Days on the market increased year over year to 35 days compared to the 30-day average of September 2022. Median sales prices increased 7.6% year over year to $220,000. The University of Iowa has hired a mental health counselor to work with students who are military veterans. Chuck Zander is a veteran and mental health counselor who will fill the role. He says veterans coming from active duty on a rigid schedule can struggle with the pace of university life.
That change in life really can be difficult, and you don't have someone telling you where or when to be. And then also, right, if you have other diagnoses that probably need to be addressed, you have to have somebody that you can trust to divulge that stuff to, whether it is PTSD, drug and alcohol addiction.
Now, he says the U of I hopes to create a program that can be a model for other schools.
It's starting that process of dealing with some of those traumatic events or dealing with some of those other things that 18-year-old students haven't had to deal with, right? And where can we be the most benefit to the student as they are transitioning?
The University of Iowa has more than 2,200 students who are veterans or military connected, such as active duty Iowa National Guard members. And it says they are the first Big Ten school to hire a mental health counselor specifically dedicated to working with student veterans. Iowa's unemployment rate inched up 0.1% to 3% in September, while the labor participation rate dropped by 0.1%. Iowa Workforce Development spokesperson is Jesse Doherty, and he says the slight change is seasonal.
The primary reason for the labor force going down was actually college students that left the workforce to go back to school.
Doherty says they are the same workers that made an impact on employment earlier in the year.
Iowa did have an influx of new hiring in the spring, particularly in leisure and hospitality and, you know, arts, entertainment, and recreation. A lot of those industries you'd expect to see a lot of hiring. And so we think that's reflective of the fact that employers were, you know, pulling from a lot of that younger population to help fill jobs. But now that we're hitting back into the fall, we're seeing that, you know, kind of drop off with those students leaving those jobs and, you know, headed back into the classroom.
He says some of the students will get part-time jobs while at college, but many won't be in the workforce again until school is out. Doherty says there were some areas that saw increases.
Construction led all industries in September with 1,800 jobs added. That was definitely a good sign, as it showed, you know, more employers are either hiring or extending their projects to get more done while the weather has still been good in the state. Our largest industry, manufacturing, didn't have a large gain, but it did add 200 jobs, so that was positive.
The uptick in the unemployment rate still leaves it below the 3.1% rate from last September. The U.S. unemployment rate remained at 3.8% in September. The Sarah Gordo County Seniors and Law Enforcement Together, or SALT Fall Forum, is tomorrow in Mason City. Agency booths will be open from 8:30 a.m. to noon, while the program begins at 10 a.m. and will feature Iowa Attorney General Brenna Byrd. The event is free to attend and lunch will be served. The Sarah Gordo County Seniors and Law Enforcement Together Fall Forum is tomorrow from 8:30 a.m. until noon on the west side of Grace Church at 440 North Illinois Avenue in Mason City. Today, the Iowa Falls City Council will hold a special meeting and will review a bid for the purchase of a generator for the ambulance service. The council will also review a development agreement with Palisade Land Development Company, LLC. The Iowa Falls City Council special meeting today, 5:30 p.m. at City Hall. Today, the Hampton-Dumont School Board will consider approval of the membership of the School Improvement Advisory Committee. The HD Board is also expected to receive information on concerns from the district's camera system. As of Friday, major issues were reported at the high school as the system was completely down with damaged hardware. The Hampton-Dumont School Board meets today at 5 p.m. at the middle school boardroom in Hampton. Voters in the West Fork School District will vote on a $16.8 million bond issue during the November 7th city school election. And today's guest on the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program is West Fork Superintendent Mike Krueger. We'll talk about the upcoming vote and what improvements will be made if the bond passes in November. The school district held informational meetings regarding the bond earlier this month at both the Rockwell and Sheffield campuses. Today's Newsmaker will air following the noon news here on KLMJ and is available on demand at radioonthego.com under the news tab. Rainfall totals from around the area in the past 24 hours. You can find the rainfall amounts by going online to radioonthego.com and looking under the weather tab. Ackley picked up 2/10 of an inch of rain, Alexander 1/4 inch. Allison 2/10 of an inch, Ardale 4/10. Chapin coming in with 2/10 of an inch of rain. Charles City, 29/100. Clarion, 22/100. Dumont, 1/4 inch of rain. Fort Dodge, 8/100. Also, Hansel coming in with 2/10 of an inch. Iowa Falls, 4/100. Kesley coming in with 12/100 of an inch. Marshalltown, 2/100. Mason City, 27/100 of an inch. Missouri at 2/10. Rowan at 2/10. Waterloo with 14/100, and in Hampton at our studios, 2/10 of an inch rain falling in the past 24 hours. The high in the past 24 hours here at our studios, 62, and the low of 43. For Radio On The Go News, Brian Fincher reporting.